It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we have State Senator Jennifer Schilling on the line. Normally, we'd move through a range of topics, right? But regardless of politics, the coronavirus is the single pressing issue here. Legislative leaders and Governor Evers are considering actions to support workers and businesses and schools amid the ongoing spread of COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said last week that an extraordinary session of the legislature could be called sometime this spring. So how do you want the legislature to respond to the pandemic? What actions should the legislature push through? Do you want the National Guard to assist? We're at 800-642-1234. Jennifer Schilling is Senate Minority Leader. She's a Democrat from Wisconsin's 32nd District, which includes La Crosse. State Senator Schilling, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So we saw last week Wisconsin ramped up its social distancing efforts in response to COVID-19, limits on social gatherings, child care centers, restaurants. Do you think the state has taken appropriate measures so far?
I think under the leadership of Governor Evers and with his cabinet secretaries and talking with health experts in this about how rapidly this virus continues to spread and what steps we need to take. Certainly, these measures are unprecedented, and other states are grappling with these same issues. And so I think, you know, the first step was we were going to close schools. That was pretty shocking, I think, when that news came out about just sort of how serious this was, is to put, and now he's lifted sort of that, it's undetermined when schools will be back in session. But as we look at what this means to our economy, the workforce, our healthcare system, this really is, we are in unprecedented times, and the emphasis of staying home when you're sick, wash your hands often, social distancing, these are, you know, within a matter of about 7 days, these have all become ideas that really are pretty in our everyday conversation right now. And I think there'll probably be more to come. We've heard that the worst, it'll get worse before it gets better. But I think, you know, we, the governor and the four legislative leaders, we are continuing to discuss what additional steps need to be taken in order to address this growing public health threat that is, you know, COVID-19.
How are you communicating with your colleagues now in the state Senate?
A lot of phone calls. And so my caucus, we will be getting together this afternoon just to talk about this through the phone, through a conference call. And it is through calls with my legislative leaders that we are discussing things. I typically call through our caucus weekly or every 2 weeks. It's a touch base on issues. And so a lot has happened since really the last time we were all together. You know, we were getting ready for our last session day tomorrow. We were expected to be on the floor and taking up water quality issues and agriculture bills and other things. And that has been postponed for at least 30 days.
We saw a huge influx of unemployment claims last week, over 60,000 people last week. We just heard earlier from WPR Sean Johnson. Can our state handle this huge influx in unemployment insurance claims?
Well, I think that goes to the point that there needs to be a sense of urgency that the legislature does need to reconvene through some method. If it is virtually and, you know, looking at what technology we have and the availability for, I know in the Senate, exploring ways that the senators can get together safely and use technology if it's from, you know, through a distance and through our computers that we do that. But certainly as we look at what resources we have here in Wisconsin, looking to see what the federal government will be sending to states for assistance and for help, that this really is very fluid. But, you know, the numbers that last half hour that Sean Johnson talked about, you know, 69,000 people compared to 5,000 who had filed a year ago at the same time. we are going to see a tremendous amount of output of state resources. We have that surplus. We have a rainy day fund, but we need to really talk about what other assistance from the federal government will be available to states.
Do you have an eye on this $1 trillion economic stimulus package that Democrats on Capitol Hill basically shot down last night? What do you see in that package?
Well, I know that the governor has been in conversation and dialogue with our delegation, our federal delegation. They are, you know, daily to talk about what is happening. And I know that, you know, we need to figure out how we can govern in this time of the public is rightfully worried. We are on the brink of economic destruction here, and this is going to take a long time to get back from this. And I think some of the uncertainty is we don't know what the metrics are of, like, when what life will return to normal. We don't know what that sign is that bars and restaurants can open again. We don't have a definitive time of how long we are going to be in this new normal here in our communities and in Wisconsin. And so certainly looking at the federal government and what Congress is doing, again, that sense of urgency that they are putting together. I think they had two packages last week. This is kind of the third big one that they are doing this week, that we too in Wisconsin also need to have a sense of urgency of meeting and addressing some of these concerns that we have when it comes to workforce, unemployment, health, all these things are the front line of our health workers, access to the testing and to the PPE, the personal protection equipment. There are a lot of moving parts in this. Every day it seems to be changing.
Talking with Jennifer Schilling, the state Senate minority leader, about the COVID-19 spread here in Wisconsin and how state lawmakers are managing and addressing it. Has the COVID-19 pandemic shifted your political views at all? How? What do you want to relay to lawmakers and the state Senate? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. State Senator, we know Wisconsin has a shortage of medical supplies. Other states do as well. Do we have a strong enough economy, enough money in our coffers to be able to figure out how to get enough supplies on hand? A letter was sent to the federal government last week. What have you heard about our supply issue?
Yeah, Governor Evers wrote a letter to the federal officials asking for that stockpile to have resources here in Wisconsin. I think as we look at companies here in Wisconsin who have the ability to step up and manufacture some of these, and those conversations are ongoing. If there has been research that is done, if there are ways that in manufacturing they could quickly change their line to be able to produce some of these safety products. I know even in La Crosse this past week, Gunderson Health System is now able to test within a matter of hours instead of days. And so things are rapidly changing right now, but looking to see how businesses can retool and help. I know in the construction industry, they are being asked to donate masks that they have for healthcare workers. And so it really, it is a time that we are trying to pull together to find ways to address this and what means and tools that we have and access to step up. And, you know, what some are calling is kind of this wartime mentality that we need to find a way to provide the equipment and production that is necessary.
Let's bring in Jessica now, who joins us from Dane County. Jessica, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So on my mind this morning is that on Friday we heard Governor Evers say that he wanted us to maintain 10 or less people. He really urged the entire public to stay at home, work from home if you can. But in his order, he exempts retail sales for automotive dealerships. Now, I understand service and retail or service and repairs needing to stay open, but it seems counterproductive to continue to have doors open for retail sales.
State
Senator, the public in the dealership.
Yeah, State Senator Schilling, what do we know about the exemption around car dealerships?
Well, I know that I am getting contacts from constituents and business owners asking for clarification on kind of what our essential employees, or if somehow we find ourselves at a shelter-in-place state, what those definitions of essential employees are. The governor has said last week repeatedly in his press availabilities that he wasn't considering going there, that he really felt that if people would adhere to the social distancing and stay home unless you really need to go out, that we could stop the spread. So I think, you know, many are either the public or business owners want that clarification and justification about who exactly are those essential employees and services.
Yeah, and we saw Louisiana, the latest to have that stay-at-home statewide lockdown. Is that a bigger discussion? Who is having that discussion among lawmakers? Is this the governor's call? Is this emergency, Homeland Security? Like, whose call is that?
Well, I will say, as I tune into the governor's briefings daily with the health secretary and others, that question has been asked to the governor, and the governor continues to say, look, we're looking at, you know, continuing to do the social distancing. I think certainly none of these decisions are made lightly. These are really difficult decisions with many unintended or even intended consequences. And so we have not been through something like this before, but making sure that we can be decisive on the and explain the directives that are coming, I think that is important. People want a little bit of, they need certainty. They need certainly reassurance that we are going to get through this together. And I know in my own community here in Western Wisconsin, people are volunteering and stepping up and wanting to help in any way that they can. And so, there are states that are moving now towards the shelter in place. I guess you look to see what happens in the Midwest and what our neighboring states are doing. We are kind of behind.
And we have to pause right there with State Senator Jennifer Schilling on the line. You can join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment. If you're just joining us, we have Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling on the line here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're following what lawmakers are proposing to do in the face of the pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he's in talks with the governor. He's in talks with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss about holding an extraordinary session to address the crisis. Specifics, though, of the legislation are unclear. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz said last week the full legislature may need to consider bills relating to hospital bed shortages or support for families and businesses struggling from lost income. If this health crisis worsens, how do you want lawmakers to act right now? What policies do you want in place? We're at 800-642-1234. And State Senator Jennifer Schilling stays with us. Let's take another call now. Jackie is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, as I'm a healthcare worker, I'm a physician assistant, actually, and one of the big things is healthcare workers cannot socially distance themselves at this time. We are, you know, we're on the front line. And I think that whatever, first of all, we need to get personal protective equipment. Like, that has to be a priority, because the expectation now is, like, you know, loosening guidelines, things are changing rapidly. And I don't know if they have, like, a healthcare person at the table is like, yes, what about the healthcare workers? Because I kind of feel like we are risking everything. We are taking care of people because we are called and want to take care of people. But at the same time, we have to protect ourselves. And then we have to also protect our families because, you know, I come home, I have kids, I have a fiance, and I don't want everybody getting sick because now we're loosening guidelines.
Jackie, thank you. A physician assistant here worried about the issues of social distancing because PAs like Jackie are on the front line. State Senator Schilling.
Yeah, well, first, Jackie, thank you so much for stepping up. And I'm sure you are under an incredible amount of stress as this develops and unfolds daily. And so you and your colleagues on the front lines of healthcare, emergency management, or emergency services, those that are, you know, the truck drivers that are delivering the goods, those are working in our grocery stores, the restaurants that still are open for pickup or drive-through. Like, thank you to all who are really stepping up in these uncertain times, and to businesses that are wanting to step up and offer a hand. This is why the social distancing and that people need to take this seriously is so critical, that we need to stay home so that this spike in patients coming into our healthcare system, that, you know, we can flatten the curve within society of the spread of this disease. And so we cannot overwhelm our healthcare systems, who are looking at the number of beds that are available, ICU beds that are available, the equipment, looking at the need to set up other temporary healthcare facilities. What is the workforce behind all of this? Because we just can't continue like this. We need to make sure that we have rested bodies that can come in and help in healthcare. And so, yes, of course, Secretary Palm has been, you know, looking at what is the need for our healthcare workers, both in our hospitals, but also as we look at within the system of nursing homes, of memory care, of assisted living, like all along that spectrum of how we, those healthcare workers on the front lines are remaining healthy but safe. And we need to make sure that those workers are in safe conditions and have the proper equipment so that they don't then transmit that to others, to their family and loved ones.
Jackie, thank you for the call. Let's look at the April election. There's been a lot of disagreement over the question of whether to postpone the primary election following the lead of other states. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I was glad to see that last week there were some dates that were extended for the April election. Registering, if you need to register to vote, you can go online, and that date has been moved to March 30th, which is a date that the courts have now allowed. And access to ballots that we seem to be really pushing the absentee ballot as the method of voting this year, and voting by mail. And so that date also was pushed to Friday, April 1st is the last day that people can request ballots online for absentee ballots. Now, knowing, I'm hearing from clerks that they are running out of those envelopes to mail them to people. I've heard from clerks who are concerned about in-person voting, about keeping themselves and their poll workers safe. Many of those poll workers are older volunteers, older people in our communities. Just last night, I did hear that I think three locations, in-person locations in Milwaukee, have decided to close. So this clearly, there's a sense of urgency of, like, we need to make sure that people understand what is happening on that election day. And the governor has been steadfast about not moving that, has been pretty direct about keeping that day, that it is about democracy. It is about those offices that needed to be filled, if it is city and county and school board, but also it's the presidential primary. But again, I think that shows a sense of urgency that we in the legislature need to be acting on things in a way that we see sort of have to prioritize these issues that are coming before us.
Let's bring in Val now in West Allis. Hi, Val.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. In Wisconsin, when someone files for unemployment, they keep the first week, and I'm wondering what the legislature is going to do to waive that first week holding requirement.
Yeah, that certainly has been on a list when I talk to my Democratic colleagues, but also our Republican colleagues are hearing about that 1 week delay. I think, and again, this is so much is evolving. I thought the governor had addressed that last week and kind of brought that up. And I don't know if he uniformly can just suspend that 1 week or if that does take legislative action. But again, I think that demonstrates a sense of urgency that we can't just say, you know, we'll meet in spring if it's, you know, May. But I think as we as four leaders need to recognize that we will probably need to come in a couple times to deal with packages and bill proposals. And, you know, I think it's fair that we do need to step up to provide some immediate and long-term financial support to Wisconsinites. And we'll see what the federal government will be doing on that. But again, the spike that we are seeing in unemployment claims, it is going to be something we've never seen before here in Wisconsin.
Is there anything definitive about an extraordinary session yet, when it would take place and what type of bills would be in it?
No, we do not have anything definitive, but it is likely that we will need to come in at least once, if not multiple times, to take up legislation and financial assistance requests from the administration. And as the situation continues to develop, and there are new challenges that arise, and you know, the four legislative leaders, we have four very different styles of leadership, and coming together with the governor and his administration to figure out sort of what are the operating procedures that we are going to be moving forward with in talking about these issues, and the mechanics of even how we meet. We don't know that yet. And certainly we don't want to put any of our staff that serve in the legislature, work in the Capitol, none of our colleagues, we don't want to put them at risk. And so trying to find out new technologies of how we can meet is one that we have asked, I know, in the Senate, how our information technology agency can support senators meeting from a distance.
Very quickly, before we let you go, you've been pushing for the confirmation of a State Department of Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm. Why do you think that's important right now?
Well, it is important that there is some just strong direction, support, and continuity with that department. I think that she has, you know, the daily briefings that she has been doing with the governor, it is one that I think the governor appointed her over a year ago in this time of pandemic and health emergency, that we and the department, we need to have the confidence, the public needs to have the confidence that our health secretary is confirmed by the Senate. She continues to serve as she is available. She is with the governor at these briefings and directing her department and the oversight of all of this. But I think it really is important that there is that confidence in her that she has the full confirmation of the Senate as we move forward.
State Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Schilling is Minority Leader of the State Senate. She represents the 32nd District, including La Crosse. Just ahead, we look into how healthcare providers in this, child care providers in the state are coping right now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report. You're listening to the Ideas Network.